Well, good morning to you. Still a short fever, I see. I'm so lucky to have my favorite classmate pay me a visit on the weekend. I think this is the first time we met up outside of college. Pretty exciting, right? Guess not then. You've been pretty quiet since you got here. Don't you have anything to say to your good pal? The project? Is that all? Come on, don't be such a buskill. We don't have to worry about that so early in the morning. We have all day to work on it. And it's not like it'll even take us that long, right? You just need to research for a couple sources, throw them into a document, do great on that presentation, and make sure I get a passing grade. Easy stuff, so we can save it for later. There are much more important things to focus on. Well, for example, the fact that my parents are out this morning. You know what that means, don't you? It means that right now, the two of us are all alone. What are you getting all flustered for? I hope you weren't imagining something weird. We have a project to work on, after all. Before all that, do you want something to drink? We should still have some juice or milk. No way I'm wasting any of our alcohol on you, that's for sure. Really? Nothing at all? You sure? That's what I thought. You can have one of my little brother's juice boxes. It suits you. He won't notice, probably. Here, catch. Oh, nice reflexes. Good thing, too, because if you drop that juice box, you wouldn't get anything else. Now have a seat on the couch with me. I was just getting ready to watch a movie. Did you want to see anything? Then I'll pick something. You like superhero stuff, right? I can tell just by looking at you. So let's watch this one. What are you doing on the other side of the couch? Come over here right now. Why did you want to get closer to me? Did I do something to upset you? Huh? Bully? You think of me as a bully? No. You got it all wrong. That's just me helping you out. I'm trying to be friendly. Look, we're in a lot of the same classes, yet I hardly ever see you talk with any other students, especially girls. That's where I come in. Out of the goodness of my heart, I hang out with you so people can see how easy you are to get along with. We study together, enjoy meals together. Aren't we like the perfect pair of friends? Hey, what are you being so rude for all of a sudden? Copying your homework totally counts as studying together. And I don't force you to buy me my lunch for me. I ask you very nicely. And you always do it because you're such a great guy. So please, don't get the wrong idea. Oh, fine, whatever. I guess I have to pull you over here myself. See what you did? You sprayed juice all over my clothes just because you couldn't sit still during the movie. I don't want to hear any excuses. It's your fault. 100%. So what the heck are you going to do about this mess, huh? Well, saying sorry ain't good enough. Especially if... Wait. No freaking way. Did you just say what I think you said? What did I say about excuses? Besides, I heard you loud and clear. You said, "Sorry, mommy." That's hilarious! Oh man, what are people gonna say when they hear about this? Oh, you might not be able to go back to school. Unless, we can work something out. You know what I mean? Anything? You'll do anything for me to keep it a secret, huh? That's a promise, right? No going back now. Then you have a deal. It's not like I recorded it, and no one knows who you are anyway. There's no way it would have spread around the school at all. You made a promise, remember? You may be a loser, and a loner, and a limp. And the point is, you take a lot of L's, but one thing you're not is a liar, right? So, you have to see this through the end. You have to be a good boy for mommy from now on. A cute little brat who does whatever I say. At least until I have my fun. We'll get to that project eventually, don't worry. So what am I gonna do with you first? Oh, I got it. Mommy is tired from always putting up with you. Just thinking about how I have to wash this shirt, it's so exhausting. So you need to give me a shoulder massage. Do you think you can do that? Yeah, that's right. For the first time in your life, you'll have permission to touch a woman. Do you want to mark it on your calendar or something? If not, get on with it already. I'll turn to the side like this, so you don't even have to stand up. Just work my shoulders as best as you can. Are you serious right now? I mean, I can hardly feel a thing. You have to apply more pressure or it won't work at all. Okay, that's a little better. Hey, where do you think you're touching? I'm just messing with you. I know you don't have the guts to try something like that. For the record, that's a compliment. Anyway, just keep going like that. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's much better. There might be hope for you yet. I hope to get you to do this again sometime. Maybe I'll even invite my friends. You can help them out too.
Gross.
Wipe that dumb look off your face. Don't get ahead of yourself. Just because you give a good massage doesn't mean you're worth showing off to anyone. Besides, you prefer to be alone with mommy, don't you? God, you're so honest, it's disgusting. But I prefer you that way. Alright, I think that's fine for now. Good work. You made your mommy really proud. So, what do you want to do now? How do you want to spend your time with mommy? And if you even think about mentioning our group work, I'll make you regret it. So what will it be? Really? No ideas at all? In that case, I need you to sit here. On my lap. Come on. Do I look like I'm joking? Come here, now. See? That wasn't difficult at all. No, not like that. Facing me. I know you have trouble looking women in the eye, but mommy needs you to try hard. Perfect. Now I can get a better look at you. I've been watching you longer than you think. Since the first time I saw you, I always knew picking on you would be a lot of fun. You are so small and adorable. Like I could pick you up and toss you around. You were the perfect way to kill time. But I never thought things would turn out this great. I was so happy when the professor paired us up. There was no way I could let this chance slip by. I finally have you here. All to myself. No teachers or other students to get in the way. No parents either. Not tonight, anyway. So we can take our time and enjoy ourselves. What are you fidgeting for? Are you trying to get away? You called me a bully before. That's wrong, though. You haven't seen real bullying yet. But you will, if you don't listen to me from now on. Is that understood? When I really need a break, from school, from my family, from all the stress, I'm gonna give you a call, and you're gonna come to me like the good old boy you are, no matter what. And when you do, maybe I'll get another shoulder massage. Or maybe we'll find other ways to pass the time. You can look forward to stuff like that from now on. Hold on, what have you been staring at this whole time? Because you still aren't looking me in the eye. Are you looking at my lips? You little brat. What are you expecting, huh? Fine, don't tell me. I already know the answer anyway. But you've been good today, so I'll think about it. In fact, I figured out the next thing we should do together. Yeah, but there's nothing to worry about. This one you'll be able to enjoy too. I promise. I wouldn't lie to my good boy after all. And while we're at it, I have to be honest. I don't think we're getting to that project today. Is that what you wanted? What you were expecting this whole time? What a silly little boy. You think sitting on my lap, I can't notice the bulge between your legs? Don't worry, I wouldn't do anything to it. Unless... Yes, that desperate look is all I need. Sit here on the couch. There you go. Get comfortable. Brats like you deserve a bit of punishment for not cooperating earlier. What was that? You're sorry? No. The only apology I'm gonna take is you exploding in my mouth. So... Let's get to it. Those are some nice noises you're making. Yes. Keep going like that. For mommy, baby. What's that? You like my mouth on your hard cock? Yes. Come for me. Explode in my mouth, baby. Come in mommy's mouth. That's a good boy. Maybe now we can get to that project.